female candidates are out to unseat the county executive, clerk, county court, and family court judges. Heading the ticket, County Comptroller Diane Jablonski, who is challenging incumbent Republican Mark Molinaro for Dutchess County Executive.
My 4 years as Dutchess County Comptroller really gave me the opportunity to understand how Dutchess County government works. It also enabled me to understand the flow of money, the importance of state and federal funding that comes into the county, and how to balance and use all these resources.
Jablonski sees economics as the most pressing issue and believes she has the recipe to attract new businesses and more jobs. She will also appear on the Working Families and Green Party lines. The Molinaro campaign did not respond to a request for comment. Mary Williams is seeking to become the next Dutchess County clerk.
Dutchess has historically been a Republican county. I'm the president of the Dutchess Democratic Women's Caucus, an organization dedicated to bringing more Democratic women into the political process.
City of Poughkeepsie Judge Catherine Maloney is running for county court judge. She spent more than 24 years in Dutchess's criminal justice system.
I believe that my skills and judicial and legal experience should now take me to the next level of county court where the most serious felony matters are litigated.
Ned McLaughlin, the current bureau chief at the Dutchess County DA's office, is challenging Maloney on the conservative, independents, Republican, and Reform Party lines. Former Assistant Attorney General Lisa Gardy has her sights set on family court judge.
I know other states are focused upon improving the well-being of families in family court, and I want Dutchess County to be a leader in New York State. Oftentimes, the families that come before family court are in crisis. However, if the decision is decided well, with compassion, equity, and integrity, I know the families can leave stronger and better.
Republican Tracy McKenzie is also eyeing the position.
I currently serve in family court as Judge Watson's law clerk, so I've had the opportunity to serve in family court for the last 4 years. Prior to that, I was representing children and parents and grandparents in family court. I think the most important thing that I bring to the table is that I've dedicated my legal career to family law. I'm the only candidate that has tried cases in that court. I'm the only candidate that has represented children.
Former Democratic Congressman John Hall sees the female slate as a departure from the old boy network of politics.
It struck me that these four women running together as a package, as they are, the campaign together and sending out flyers together and so on. And it's really running as a team. I think people are looking for a new, fresh face in Dutchess County, and especially to give competent, qualified women a chance to see how they do.
Dutchess County Republican Committee Chairman Michael McCormick defends the GOP ticket.
We have diversity in terms of our gender, our age, certainly our creed, all our candidates, and we look forward to having a successful night Tuesday with a very, very diverse group of individuals running very, very hard for their respective positions.
There's a link to the roster of Dutchess County candidates at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.